Hi, this is David Kay, and you're listening to Altered Geek. Geek.
Get altered, get geeky, it's a wild ride. Join the discussion, let's dive into lore. From Star Trek to Transformers, we're ready to soar. Superheroes clash as we spark up the flame. Altered Geek Podcast, remember the name.
Hello, and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into the geekdom and craziness therein is TFG1 Mike.
You ain't lying. Jesus.
Yeah, I ain't lying. It's been a crazy week or two. There's one silver in this whole thing here. This episode. The rest of it, it's like WTF.
Yeah.
Like, pretty bad. Like,
yeah, pretty much.
So, I think it's only appropriate to start off with the sad stuff. Go to the WTF, like, why moment commentary, and then go to animation. Side of
so we've had a lot of celebrities pass away here recently, and the three or more can I count it after apparently at almost midnight I can't five that I'm going to highlight. Robert Duvall, James Vanderbeek, Brad Arnold, Jesse Jackson, and Scott Adams. We will go over these really quickly individually and back and forth like we always do. Only because he's the first on my screen right now. Brad Arnold was the lead singer and longest tenured founding member of the hard rock band Three Doors Down. I actually got to see Three Doors Down in the year 2003 back in Louisville, Kentucky.
I've seen them too.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Awesome.
Yeah,
when did you see them?
I saw them. I think it was 2005 or 2006. I saw them. I think they were playing with either Nickelback or they played with Nickelback,
right?
They played before.
Usually they were headlining for Nickelback in those days. That would probably be the All the Right Reasons tour for Nickelback, because that was that album cycle.
Yep.
When I saw them, they were doing they were the headliners in 2003. So the reason why they were is because they were doing whichever album cycle for them for Three Doors Down, and 12 Stones along with Theory of a Dead Man were their openers. And I had known the lead singer and the drummer of 12 Stones because they had been, I was there around that time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So when I got back up to Louisville and I knew that they were going to be playing at this place, and I was like, oh, awesome, cool. So I had gone out and I had seen them, and just genuinely awesome dude. Very, very cool. It sucks. Just absolutely sucks. He had been fighting cancer, I believe, which just really F cancer. So Brad recently passed away. And then we had wish they would organize these better. I was looking for, there we go. So Scott Adams was the cartoonist and Dilbert creator. Scott Adams died on January 13th. That's why I wanted to bring him up really quick. Have you ever read the comic strip Dilbert?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's been a long time, but you've read it in the past. Yeah, so it's that guy. And just absolutely love Dilbert when I've read it before. And just, man, just, yeah. And then recently, just without having to look at IMDb or any of this other stuff, Jesse Jackson was, God, he was a civil rights leader and all that, so he will be missed. So that sucks, absolutely. And then Robert Duvall. Oh man, Robert Duvall. Just, I can think of things off the top of my head. Days of Thunder, Phenomenon, and Gone in 60 Seconds. Days of Thunder, he played Harry Hogg. Phenomenon, he played the old Doc. And then in Gone in 60 Seconds, he played Otto Halliwell. I didn't realize at the time when the news came out of Robert's passing that he was 95. So I guess the man lived a full life. But we always hate, like, anytime we've always, in the last 17 years we've been doing this podcast network thing, anytime we see any of these celebrity deaths, it's like, God, we got to talk about this. We got to go through their filmography. We got to remember them. And then we look at, like, either what they died of or how old they were when they died. And we're like, he was that young or he was that old? I didn't realize he was that old. Old Ball was one of those for me where it was like, he was 95, he didn't look 95. Any thoughts on any of these before I move on to the final?
No, I mean, it just, some of the midgets in general, like, just seeing it,
yeah,
it's just showing that we're aging faster.
Yeah, pretty much. Unfortunately. Yep, we're all gonna go.
Yep, we're going to die.
Did you really have to say it in the video? Really? You had to say it in the video game, you asshat. Jesus. But yeah, and yeah, it's just not. And then the last one was James Vanderbeek, who passed on. When did he pass? He passed on, if I can find him now, recently. there we go. Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek passed on February 11th, so 2 days after my birthday. Battle with, oh God, here we go again, between Brad Arnold and James Vanderbeek. They were both fighting each a different type of cancer. So I say again, F cancer. And I mean, James Vanderbeek, that dude, you know, whether it was Dawson's Creek or whether it was the movies he starred in, whatever it was, however you knew him, something you saw him in, it didn't matter what it was. It really didn't. I mean, he was on Robot Chicken for various voices. He was in Criminal Minds. This is after Dawson's Creek, because Dawson's Creek ran from 98 to 2003. He was in Robot Chicken in 2006. He was on One Tree Hill for 4 episodes. I didn't even know that. He was in Law and Order Criminal Intent for an episode. No clue of that. In his films, for me, very easy. Very, very easy. Varsity Blues, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, and Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. So, yeah, very. He will be missed. They will all be missed. It just stinks. Just absolutely stinks.
Sadly. Yep. And we're not even that far into 2026.
That's what I was like. I'm like, wait a minute. How dare you? Like, how dare you take? We're not even 2 months in. And all the death toll is up there. Like, yikes. All right. What's next?
So moving on a little bit, because I'm going to save the highlight for the end. Since we're on the topic of the deceased, and I'll probably insert some of these clips in the episode for reference, like at the end, or at least a link or something. I don't know. There's a tech guy on YouTube that I pay attention to, and he talks about different technology and stuff, and Facebook has patented an AI that lets you keep posting from beyond the grave, saying dead isn't the end.
No, thank
and
you. Dead is the end.
So it's dead solely based end, on training AI to post as if your loved one is still among you. And
no, don't stop.
My thought is if I've stopped posting, delete my account.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like, I get it. Like they've all been training on. I mean, they're not gonna get squat for me because
right.
I don't ever post on Facebook. But right. Yeah, they're saying that the language model may be used for simulating the user when the user is absent from social networking. System for when the user takes a long break, user is deceased.
Nope. So remember Live Free or Die Hard?
Yeah.
Remember that delete key? Remember that delete key command? And when he hits delete key or explode, that's what that's what needs to happen. When I die, whoever hits the delete key, as long as it's safe for them to do so, as long as it doesn't explode in their face, that's what my computer needs to do. Whatever universal delete key there is for my computer to blow up and information go bye-bye, that's what needs to happen. Like, no, don't and stop. This is stupid as hell. Like, nope, not gonna happen.
Yeah,
my mom's been gone for 11 years now, I think. Whenever 2015 was, this is 2026. Yeah, so 11 years. My mom was never like, I tried to get my mom onto Facebook. She couldn't figure it out and she got frustrated and deleted her account and she never wanted to be back on it again. But if she had kept up with it and whatever else and learned it and whatever, and she had died in, which she did die in 2015. We're 11 years later, and you know, I don't need my mom. Like, God, this is bad. Bad Zuck.
I thought you said something else for a minute there.
Bad Zuck with a Z, Zuck.
Yes.
I mean, it's close. I mean, they mean the same thing, but it's close.
So, yeah, there's that. And then I've been watching a lot of YouTube shorts and.
Yeah.
And yeah. So. Yeah. There's also a couple other ones that you and I were kind of going over, and there's the one where it's like, oh, you can now rent a PS5.
Yeah.
You pay a subscription service. You don't even own the disc. And then they give you a 100 megabyte download file for the game, and then they stream the graphics to you.
No.
It's like, no, give me a completed game, and then we go from there.
If I could afford, number one, for me, and I've said this on many of the other podcasts, whether it's this show or other podcasts that we do, besides cost, the biggest stopping point for me owning a PS5 or an Xbox dumbass number gold disc, whatever, XSXX or triple X or quadruple 17X, whatever. Controllers. I can't do one-handed gaming with their controllers. I just can't. That's my biggest stopping point to owning a console today, outside of cost. Now, if they made a controller similar to PS2, or something like that, the only thing stopping me would be cost. Now, if that was the case, and then cost was no longer an issue, I would want to own it outright. Let me buy the damn thing. Let me own it.
Well, this is one of those things that I've had fun with. For instance, as I mentioned off air, I was trying out, you know, Overwatch as a game, which is Blizzard, and
yep.
Pretty much every over the last, like, I don't know, 10-15 years has more or less you to be connected to the internet to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a real problem with that for multiple reasons. For one, you can't get any of the High Moon Studio Transformer games anymore. At all online.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're buying a used disc somewhere for a game console, like the PC edition, you can't get it. I have it. You can't get it. that's all I'm going to go into there.
Yep, yep.
They also, it's impossible to get Unreal Tournament. It's on literally, like, Epic Games literally does not have the game. Like, it's their game.
Yeah.
Or the Unreal Engine, you know, they tried to remake the game in 2017 with, like, an alpha copy, and it moved faster than any first person shooter that's out. It was literally unreal how fast this thing moved. Like, if you thought you were getting a panic attack from movement in any of the modern games, this one would make you like this. Like, if you took it, you downed like a bunch of Monster energy drinks and like a 2 liter of Mountain Dew and a Red Bull, and then you smoked crack. Like, I'm just trying to make this as like vivid as possible. Like, this game moves so fast that your hands would hurt.
Yeah.
And like, you'd have a panic attack between rounds. Like, I kid you not. Like, I played it and I was really good at it. And bad at it.
The game just basically unleashed the beast in you.
Well, yeah, and well, and then I was playing Overwatch, and I'm like, man, they move so slow. I'm like, they're so clunky. Like, there's no dash. There's no, like, I'm like, come on, man. Like, yeah, you have a special move you can use twice to like kind of speed run or speed jump or something.
Yeah,
almost like the man, like speed dash type thing. And then it's like timed out, so you can only use it so often. And I'm like, this is lame. I'm like, I remember being able to just like run in games. They don't let you run. And
no,
like I could play Battlefield and run. So I was just like, what is this? Like, you can run in Fortnite.
Yeah.
But it moves fast, but it's also like a bunch of extra mechanics that I'm like, I'm not interested in that. And then I was like, well, I'm going to try Overwatch and see how this works. And I was like, it does move pretty slow. I'm decent at it. But again, it's like, I would much rather play Unreal Tournament. Mm-hmm. And I have the discs. Like, I have Unreal Tournament 2004. I have the original Unreal Tournament, and I have Unreal Tournament 3. All of which I bought the games to. And
right.
But you cannot get it. You cannot get it on Steam. You cannot get it on anything. Like, a few years ago, they had it on Steam, but all of the, like, it's completely disappeared from the face of the internet. Like, you cannot get it. And so the only way you could logistically get it at this point is illegally. And unless you happen to come across a used disc somewhere, or you had a console that had it. And so this is again, this will come into play later too, but that's why it's better to own the stuff.
Yep.
Rather than depending on these services that will, you know, I giveth, I taketh away. You will own nothing and be happy about it.
Yep.
kind of like the other clip from Instagram about, you know, where we have to have a subscription for everything.
Yeah.
You know, have it for the computer, have it for Microsoft, have it, you know, you have to have a Microsoft to use Microsoft Windows now. You have to have a subscription to use Word. You have to have a subscription to use, you know, literally everything. It's like, and then they, and, you know, and then Microsoft, of course, is bundling like Copilot. Like, it's like, don't you need your AI drug dealer?
No.
Like, it's like, dude, I don't need AI in Notepad. It's like, I literally didn't ask for, they completely redid Notepad. So it's got tabs now. It tells you. Oh, it gets better. It's got spell check in it now, which I'm like, okay, whatever. That's fine. Yeah. They've got the little Microsoft cog thing. So you can change the theme. You can, you know, you can open a new tab. You can have when Notepad starts, continue previous session or start new session and discard changes. You can have it open recent files. You can have a spell check and autocorrect. You can also have Copilot turned on, which they found out that people were able to use Copilot to exploit parts of Windows because most of it's, you know, written with Copilot.
Mm-hmm.
I used a power plugin, like a PowerShell plugin, to essentially neuter Windows of all AI capabilities unless I specifically put them on my computer.
Oh, wow.
So, like, Notepad no longer has AI. Most of my computer does not, because it also runs. But yeah, this video was nuts, because it's like this chick was talking about, you know, the fact that,
yeah,
you know, they're essentially forcing you.
They're forcing you to pay for something that used to be for free. Like, okay, it wasn't technically free. I'm trying to think. Okay, the last time I remember, this is how I'll frame this. The last time I remember something that I needed to buy to install on my computer that was software that I had to buy that I could own was Microsoft Office Suite 2007, Microsoft Word 2007. I still have the disc with the key, with the CD and everything in my closet, Microsoft Word 2007. That's the last time I remember software I had to actually buy to install on my computer. Okay. So when, like, yeah, I just want to be able to buy that and install it. I don't want to have to pay. Why should I pay you? Like, that's a cost that I put into my budget for my computer. versus having to pay Microsoft $9.99 a month or $100 a year or whatever it is for the rest of my life. And the rest of my life at this point, let's just be optimistic. Let's say I'm 46 now. Let's say I have another good 40 years left. So 86, just off the top of my head, maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying, folks, really don't want to be spending. I really don't want to be paying Microsoft $100 a year for the next 40. Really? Seriously? Like, let me buy something once. Or let me buy a lifetime license. What happened to that kind of stuff online for downloadable content? Like, we used to be able to buy that stuff on for. I'm gonna start cursing again, and I don't want to.
Yeah,
this stuff's just infuriating. They nickel and dime you to death, and it's gonna kill us. The software stuff is going to kill us financially. It just is.
No, I agree with you. It's annoying. So then,
yes,
there's also the other one about IGN, which you sent me.
Yes, that's yeah. Like, yeah, I know how she feels. We went to war with them 15 years ago.
Technically, we're still at war. No.
No. We defeated them 15 years ago.
I know, and we keep showing them.
Huh. That's right.
They essentially was talking about their... They'll give crappy reviews to games they didn't even play.
Yeah.
So. Entertainment.
Idiot Gaming Network is what it should stand for.
Yeah. So I threw a pot shot in the same comment. Because, you know, Steve is feeling petty. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's folks, why in 2011.
Good.
I was like, that's why in 2011 we started our top 100 animated series countdown to combat the crappy one from IGN. We're doing ours again because all they did was a facelift of the original pages.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, folks, you wanna hear me go to war with people? Just listen to All Things Transformers, because in that episode recently, I talked about my war in a Facebook group that I'm not even a part of, where I have to explain how USB and power works as a backup to batteries to somebody. Morons. Matrix of Leadership, coming July. At least if you order on pre-order on Amazon.
In July.
Matrixes grow there.
Yes. So, jumping into some more bullcrap, we have YouTube having added hurdles for ad blockers.
Yes. With it being the largest video and entertainment platform in the world, it can be maddening if YouTube doesn't work the way it should. Something similar is happening now, with scores of reporting facing issues with the platform, and from what it looks like, this might be intentional. Dun dun dun. Over the past few days, the YouTube subreddit has been colored with several reports via whatever website that is, of YouTube blocking comments on. Based on these reports, users see a message stating, "Comments are turned off," which appears across a wide range of videos. This issue appears to be widespread, as dozens corroborate facing it. Furthermore, or it appeared beyond comments, as YouTube has also been blocking video options for some users. In addition to Reddit, some reports can be tracked across platforms such as Twitter. The issue may also affect YouTube premium users using ad blockers, which can be very frustrating. Based on users' comments, this appears to be YouTube's latest crusade against users skipping ads without paying, as the common root cause in each of these cases is using ad blockers, in some cases people using browsers that come with built-in blockers. Users such as Brave have also reported similar issues. Okay. So here's the thing. If I am paying for YouTube Premium, I'm probably not using an ad blocker, at least not on the YouTube website. I actually currently have my ad blocker turned off on YouTube, the website, because I am currently paying for YouTube Premium, which is more than fine. Because again, as I've stated multiple times on this show and other shows, if I can pay for ad-free programming, I will. Because that's my ultimate goal, is to not have to watch ads, kind of thing. I understand YouTube wants to combat the ad blockers. I understand that. I get that. But damn, how they're doing it is crazy. Because taking away the comments or not, wow. That's weird.
Well, and it's also entertaining too, because Brave is like constantly poking a needle on X. Like, oh, they're like cute. You know, they're like, you can use Brave and get around it.
Yeah.
It's entertaining to me.
Yeah. It's all crazy to me. I don't know. And yeah, it's just crazy. And the funny thing is, this month, February, was the first, and this is cool. Bringing this story up now is actually interesting to me. Because I actually avoided YouTube on my computer and on my TV for the last, before February, January and December, I didn't have YouTube Premium before. So you know what? I avoided watching it on my computer and my TV because I knew my computer had the ad blockers. And my TV obviously doesn't, and I just don't want to deal with ads. However, I was watching it on when I was watching streams from the Chaos Queen and all that crew and everything else, watching them do their gaming streaming and everything else. And man, let me tell you, I forgot what a wild, wild west of that popped their video, but oh my god, the wild, wild west of YouTube and how many ads YouTube serves up to the free users, whether they're skippable ads or not. Yikes, I'm glad I pay for premium.
I, to be honest, I haven't seen ads in forever.
Well, I know, and that's fine because I understand that, but like, I'm not putting an ad blocker on my phone. Like, I'm just not. Like, I'm not doing.
Oh, I don't on my phone, but.
But that's my point, though. Like, I wasn't watching it on my computer and I wasn't watching it on my TV. I was watching it on my phone. Like, free YouTube on my phone, like, just like if I didn't have an ad blocker on my, because the ad blocker on my computer is for every other friggin' website. It's for every news website that wants to pop up before I can see a news article. It's for that kind of stuff. It's not necessarily for YouTube, because as I already said, I normally would pay YouTube anyway. But like, yeah, just wow. It was a crazy wild, wild west of advertisements. It was nuts. But yeah, so YouTube is going to crack down on the ad blockers.
It'll be interesting to see how well that goes with that front.
Yep.
I get entertained by it, so.
Yeah, we all get entertained by it. And then the other day, this is news story was posted February 18th, but as of this recording, February 17th, 2026, YouTube crashed hard. Like, you're going to talk about a hard, oh God, I hate this fucking phrase. You're talking about a hard crash out. YouTube says issue resolved after more than a quarter million users report problems accessing website and app, including me. YouTube has announced that all of its platforms are back to normal after more than a quarter million users reported issues accessing the social media site. Is YouTube really a social media site? It's a video site. It's a entertainment website, a video entertainment website. It's not a social media. Whatever. Anyway, around 350,000 users reported issues accessing YouTube on Tuesday evening from 8 p.m. Eastern time, according to the crap site Down Detector. Most commonly reported problem was users saying they had issues using the YouTube app, which is true. I can verify this. The main page would not load. My For You page, the subscription page thing would not load. My own YouTube channel page would not load. By around 10 p.m., YouTube confirmed the issue has been fixed across its platforms. The issue with our recommendation system has been resolved, and all of our platforms, the YouTube app, YouTube Music, Kids, TV, etc., back to normal. We really are bearing with us while we sorted this out. A statement on the YouTube help page reads, before the fix was announced, YouTube said it was working to resolve a small number of reports that some people are unable to log into YouTube TV. This is related to the broader issue across YouTube, and we are also working on a fix here, YouTube said. YouTube initially confirmed the outage in a post on Twitter. If you're having trouble accessing YouTube right now, you're not alone. Earlier Tuesday, the video service homepage returned to an error message when an independent reporter tried to use it, though individual videos appear to still be loading and playing properly. The issues on YouTube quickly inspired jokes online. YouTube gaming creator Parrot Mode wrote on X that YouTubers were now writing 45-minute scripts about the great YouTube outage of 2026. Oh, Lord, here we go. But they didn't say what the actual issue was. Like, they just said the issue was resolved. Like, we had an outage, we fixed it. It would cause the actual outage. Like, YouTube isn't a cable company. YouTube can't cite a downed cable line or a cable line got cut or a bolt of lightning hit a YouTube pole or something. Like, they could have said one of our servers exploded or something, like one of our I don't know what am I looking for here. One of our server farms exploded or something. I don't know, whatever. But anyway, it's fixed. It's back. But yeah, that was a crazy 2 hours. It was a crazy two. Like, when YouTube, like, every feed was like, oh my God, what am I going to do now? I'm like, go watch Netflix. Go watch HBO Max. Go watch Disney Plus. Like, there's other video services out there.
No, people just started freaking out.
Yeah, well, you know, YouTube's the new internet.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, YouTube's the old internet.
It is.
Yep. But, yeah, that's all I got.
Well, then there is Tubi.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Tubi story. I forgot about the Tubi story.
Yep.
Yep.
So Tubi has recently collected all of Cartoon Network and Big Brother's programs, and they'll be coming to their platform in March.
Yay.
So following the Looney Tunes success on Tubi, they decided, hey, let's pick up everything else.
Yep.
You know, since Warner Brothers hates cartoons. So they have Animaniacs coming, Powerpuff Girls, The Batman, Pinky and the Brain, Justice League, a lot of the Cartoon Network stuff, Brave and the Bold, Batman, The Mask animated series, basically a lot of the stuff that's going to be in our top 100.
Yep, pretty much.
There's a ton of stuff like Beware the Batman, Beetlejuice, Captain Planet, Cow and Chicken, Duck Dodgers, Dumb and Dumber, the animated series, Flintstones, Freakazoid, Hong Kong Phooey, Justice League Action.
Now that's one that, no, seriously, that's one we need to spend a little bit of time on really quick, because having Justice League Action on Tubi, I don't think there's ever been a place ever in the history of streaming where Justice League Action has been able to shine. It got its releases for Cartoon Network where it aired the proper season episodes and stuff, but it's never gotten a streaming home where you've been able to see all of the episodes. So that's a big deal to me. That's a very big deal, having Justice League Action on Tubi. That's awesome.
So they got that, A Pup Named Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Mystery Incorporated. They've also got Ghosts of Scooby-Doo, The Heathcliff, New Adventures of Batman, Tiny Toons, Tom and Jerry, Top Cat, Yogi Bear, Wacky Races, all that stuff. So there's a massive list, more than what the CBR article has, and it's I'm super excited for this, because I watch a lot of stuff on Tubi anyway.
Yep. Tubi rocks.
So I'm super excited for this to come down the pipe. There's so many old cartoons that desperately needed the time of day that we're getting finally.
Absolutely. Yeah, no. Tubi rocks. Tubi's amazing. And it's free. Even with the ads that they have, it's still free. Like, I don't mind watching ads on Tubi. Like, would I love to be able to pay for Tubi? Yes, but because they don't offer that at all, like, okay, sure, fine. Great. Awesome. You know, so cool. Like, I don't mind throwing Tubi up on my 55-inch flat screen TV. Like, I've done that several times. And just awesome. So cool. Can't wait for all that stuff to get added March 1st and further on down the line. So fun. So awesome. Mm-hmm. And before we go, since a good majority of this stuff is Warner Brothers stuff and whatever else, I am so sick of Warner Brothers, Paramount, whatever. Somebody make a mother flipping deal already and just be done with it. I don't care who gets it. I don't care where it goes. It could be Charlie the Tuna from Chicken of the Sea that buys friggin' Paramount at this point. Somebody just make a deal behind closed doors. Don't tell us until deal is freaking done.
Just every do it.
Yeah, just do it. Exactly. Just like Nike, just do it. Hell, sign Paramount. Really, seriously. Give them a couple of Paramount Nike Jordans or something and just have the shoe company buy the streaming company or something. Like, seriously, just get it done already and do it. Just do it. Just do it. Like, seriously, stop posting about this thing. Let them freaking do it already. Like, there are two complaints I have about two different social media platforms right now. Number one is Instagram, and number one is that every time I open Instagram, the first thing I see is advertisements. I don't mind advertisements on Instagram. I know that's the thing. That's what's going to happen. But does the first post I see have to be an advertisement? Really? The first post? Couldn't the first post be something that you've posted or something that Geekcast Radio has posted or something that anyone else that I follow post? And then like the next post be an ad that like when I scroll down, that's the one complaint. The other complaint is X, because every time I open X, the first post I see is. And I'm sorry, discussing film, but it's you. It's your fault because it's you posting constant news about this stupid freaking news story. Because apparently need more views on your Twitter profile. Warner Brothers Paramount. Warner Brothers Paramount. Netflix. This, that, and the other thing, everything else. It's like they won't let this story die. Like, is there really that much new news about this thing? Like, I feel like this has turned into Revenge of the Freaking Fallen. It's Transformers Revenge of the Fallen filming location stories at this point. No, don't stop. Knock it off. Okay, I'll get off my soapbox now.
So, yeah, that's. Hopefully we have a resolution to that soon. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Figure out which new app we have to subscribe to.
No kidding.
You know it's true.
Yeah. So anyways, guys, thank you as always for listening to Altered Geek. We've been Steve Megatron and TFG and Mike. And of course, you can interact with us on the website geekcastradio.com. And of course, our social platforms. You can also email us feedback@geekcastradio.com. So until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.
Icons and new sci-fi dreams. With every episode, we'll unravel the themes. Let's geek out and laugh, keep the spirits high. Together we'll journey, reaching for the sky. Join the discussion, let's dive into lore. From Star Trek to Transformers, we're ready to soar. Superheroes clash as we spark up the flame. Alter Geek Podcast, remember the name.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.